欢迎进入常春藤生活英语。我们提供您新鲜的流行新知，实用的生活绘画，丰富的旅游介绍，详尽的全民英检。现在就让我们一同体验常春藤生活英语的魔法世界吧。
Hello, welcome to Enjoy English. I'm Steve.
I'm Frank.
And I'm Angela.
No.
I'm Angela. He's Frank.
That makes sense.
I'm confused.
I thought you were Steve.
Okay. Today is Monday, September 15th, and as you can see, it's a happy Monday, not a blue Monday.And today we're talking about a lesson that I'm very excited about. We're talking about one of our newer lessons called Fresh and New.
That's new.
Yes, things that we introduce, things that are, you know, kind of, well, as it says, 很新鲜.
And fresh and new.
Yep. And today we're talking about creative cooking.
Woohoo!
I love to cook, so this is an exciting lesson for me.
Okay, so 我们这边讲到今天讲的这个 creative, okay, very creative, 啊讲到这个是非常有创意的非常有创意 Okay, 这个字就是从动词 create 这个动词来的 Okay.
And before we go into our lesson, we're going to start out with building your vocabulary. Number one, Angela. Actually, I'll do it. Nowadays.
现今现实。
People care more about fitness nowadays. This is very, very true. You know, when I first started going to the gym, about 8 years ago, I didn't go often, but when I first started going, there was not many people that went often. And now, at least in Taipei, it seems like, wow, it's very popular to go to the gym.
You don't have to go to the, have to go to the gym to know this. You just stand on the subway and everyone is so buff. Oh my goodness. There are all these really hot buff guys walking around.
Buff means like lots of muscles.
Muscular.
Like they're just like, they've got these chests. You're just like, wow, you work out or what?
In the subway?
Oh, that was you.
Yeah,
oh, no wonder.
Okay.
We're kind of silly today. Let's go to word number two, which is heat. Heat.
热,热能,或是动词加热,使变热。
The heat is making Angela laugh today.
Okay, so it's hot inside.
It's hot. Okay, the actual sentence, you have to heat the water until it boils.
Okay, 所以你要把这个加热加到沸腾为止。这个 boil, 这个就是不及物动词表示水沸腾啦。
And if you're cooking, after it boils, you need to decrease the heat to let it cool down.
He's 把这个热 so clever.
对,热再减少一点。Decrease.
Yeah, decrease is actually the next word. Angela?
Number three. Decrease.
Okay, 就是减少减小。
The number of visitors has decreased recently.
Number four.
Entire.
整个的全部的。
Daniel spent the entire afternoon fishing.
So 这边 okay, 看到了 spend time doing something.
Yes. We also have two phrases for learning. Number one. Either way.
两种方式中的任一种方式。
You can get there by train or bus, but it will take about an hour either way.
Number two, at the same time.
同时
It is dangerous to drive a car and talk on a cell phone at the same time.
This is true.
Wow, yeah. Do you know there's a study that proves that when you're talking on a cell phone, your vision decreases by 30 degrees.You actually don't see a lot of what you're driving through.
Wow.
这边就讲说你在这个讲电话手机的时候你的视角是怎样缩减了30度这样子。
Yeah.
Okay, 非常的危险了。
Okay, we've also got some extra words. Number one is fuel. Fuel.
燃料。
Number two is resource.
资源常用复数。
Number three, engine, engine,
引擎。
Number four is light bulb, light bulb,
灯泡。
Number five is website, website,
网站。
Okay, let's look at the first paragraph of Creative Cooking.
Nowadays, most of the food we eat is cooked in ovens or on stoves. The heat which is needed to cook this food comes from burning wood, gas, or other fuels. However, natural resources are decreasing. When fuel becomes less available, people have to become more creative.Some of these creative cooking methods have been around for a long, long time. Others are rather new. Either way, uncommon cooking methods are now being used in many places all over the world.
Wow, interesting. So, we're talking about creative cooking ways, like ways to actually cook your food.
So, yeah, we're not talking about recipes or combining ingredients. We're talking about the actual cooking part of cooking.
Okay, first sentence. Nowadays, or we could say in modern times.
Or today.
Today, most of the food we eat is cooked in ovens or on stoves. Okay, an oven...is something that you use to bake or roast, okay? You put something in an oven. A stove is something that you cook on. Like in Taiwan, most stoves are gas stoves. They do have some electric stoves, but most are gas.
炉子，我们讲 stove 就是炉子，那那 gas 的话就是瓦斯炉 ,gas stove.
Yep.
Okay, 所以这边到讲到现在呢，现今大部分的食物我们所吃的大部分的食物，所以是 the food that we eat, 啊是怎样是在这个啊烤箱或者是炉子上所煮的啦。
The heat which is needed to cook this food, heat is number two in building your vocabulary. The heat which is needed to cook this food comes from burning wood, gas, or other fuels. Fuels is number one in our extra words.
And heat is number two in our vocabulary words. So you said that.
I did.
So basically the heat that you need to cook your food comes from burning things, either wood, gas, or other things. And even electricity comes from
burning wood, gas, or other fuels.
Yeah.
Or sometimes, if we're smart, from burning garbage.
Or it could be...from water, hydroelectricity,、
mm-hmm.
or sometimes nuclear power. In Taiwan, a lot of our power is from a nuclear plant.
Alternative.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where do nuclear plants grow?
Oh, this cold joke. Okay, plant, nuclear plant, 就是 核能发电厂、mm. 那那个 plant 也可以当作植物啦。刚刚是一个冷笑话。好，所以这边讲到说，这些的这个热量，我们所煮饭需要的这个热能呢，啊，煮饭只需要热能来自于燃烧的木头啦，或是瓦斯，还有其他的燃料啦。
However, but natural resources are decreasing. So, resource is word number two in our extra words. So, the things or the heat that we need to burn things comes from natural resources, but these natural resources are decreasing.They're becoming less and less.、
Mm.
Decrease is word number three in our vocabulary words.
Okay, 所以然而在这边是一个副词连接词，就讲说、啊、自然的资源现在正在减少当中了。
When fuel becomes less available, or at the time when we can't find as much fuel, people have to become more creative.So we'll have to think of new and more interesting ways to cook things.
我们刚刚听到 to think of something, 就是说必须要想出来想出一些点子啦。Think of some good ways, 就要先想到一些好的点子去、啊、创造这些燃料。OK, 所以当我们这个说燃料呢它变得越来越少可提供了。Available 就是可提供的。就是说燃料越来越少的时候呢人们就必须变得更有创意啦。
Some of these creative cooking methods have been around for a long, long time. So some of these creative cooking methods, some of these ways that people have thought of to cook that are maybe different than other ways, have been around. We've had them for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, 所以就讲说，哎，这些有创意的煮饭、烹饪的一些方式呢，已经 have been around， 就是说存在啊，我们已经使用它们已经很久一段时间了。Okay.
And other cooking methods are rather new. When we say something is rather new, it's just kind of emphasizing that it's from lately.
You can say very new.
Yeah, very. It's very new.
Okay, so rather 就等于 very 的意思，相当的副词。Okay, 所以前面讲到 some, 那这里就讲到 others. Some and others. 有些呢，怎样？那另外一些其他的是非常新的了。
Either way, which is number one in our phrases for learning, no matter how you do it,Uncommon cooking methods are now being used in many places all over the world. So, all over the world, in every place around the world, or in many places, people are now cooking in new ways.
Okay, 所以呢，在世界各地，全世界 all over the world, 就等于 all across the world,全世界各地有许多地方他们都在开始在使用的什么呢？这些不太平常 uncommon 就是 unusual 不太平常的一些烹饪的方式了。
Okay, let us take a break and we'll be right back with paragraphs 2 and 3 of Creative Cooking. Okay, let us look at paragraphs 2 and 3. Some traditional cooking methods use little or no fuel. One example is an underground oven. This method is done by burying food in the ground under hot stones. In some places, food alone can be buried in sand.It is cooked by the sun heating the sand or by hot gases that rise out of the ground. When cars became common, people realized they could be used to cook food too. The heat from a car's engine can cook an entire meal as you drive around. The heat from light bulbs can do the same thing.These creative cooking methods save fuel by using it to do two things at the same time. If you are interested in trying out any of these methods, look online. Many websites can show you how to use these methods to prepare food safely. Interesting.
Okay, so it starts off withSome traditional cooking methods, one or two methods, use little or no fuel. They almost use no fuel at all.
So when we're talking about traditional cooking methods, we're talking about things that may have been done in your family or in a culture have been done the same way for a long time.
Right.
Okay, 所以在这边讲到这个传统的 traditional 就是传统的、在你的家族里面可能长久以来都是用这个方法啦就是这种传统的定义。Okay, 某些传统的煮饭烹饪的一个方式呢它使用的是极少量的 little, okay, 用来修饰是一个不可数的名词表示极少量的啦。Okay, little, I have little money, 我钱很少。Okay.
I don't believe you. You're loaded.
Just a sample sentence. 好，结果呢？后来这边讲了，或者是很少，或者是没有用燃料了。
One example of traditional cooking methods is an underground oven. Wow, an oven that's actually under the earth or buried in the ground.
Okay. 所以其中一个例子呢，是怎样？就是 underground 在地底下的一个 oven. Okay, yep. 就是烤箱啦，地底烤箱。
This method of cooking in an underground oven is done by burying food in the ground under hot stones. So you heat up stones, which actually usually you use fire. However, maybe if you live in a very, very hot area.
You just left them out on the highway for a while.
Yeah. You just let the stones bake in the sun.
Or put them on your rooftop in Taipei.
Yeah.
或者放在你这个屋顶上 rooftop.
In Taiwan, there is a traditional underground cooking method.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called what? 空油。
哦、oh, 对空窑。
空窑。
对我们刚刚这边讲的那个 underground oven, 其实就是空窑。在地底下的一个有点像底下的烤箱这样。
Yeah, 空窑鸡 is so good.
Wow, 很好吃 very delicious.
Yeah, very delicious.
好所以这种空窑的这个方法呢是怎样 It's done by burying food, 是把食物埋在什么呢在地底下然后呢是在很热很热的石头之下了。
In some places, food alone can be buried in sand. Food alone...It means you put the food without putting any rocks.
Yeah, by itself.
But hopefully you would wrap it.
Yeah.
Can be buried in sand because if the ground is made of sand and it's very hot, you wrap the food and bury it in the sand.
Okay, wrap, 那个字 W-R-A-P, 就是把什么包裹起来。所以在某些地方呢单独是你把食物你就可以把它摆在埋在这个沙子底下意思就是说你可以把它包起来埋在底下这样子就可以去把它这样很热很热很热让它烤来吃了。
It is cooked by the sun heating the sand. So in these places where food can be buried in sand just all by itself, it's cooked by the sun which heats the sand、
mm-hmm.
or...by hot gases that rise out of the ground. So in a place that the sun heats the sand, maybe places like, Saudi Arabia, or Egypt, or, you know, where there are large deserts and they're very, very hot. I know right now in, Bahrain and Dubai, the weather, the temperature is over 40 degrees Celsius.
Wow, 超过40度摄氏。
Yeah,
it's
very, very hot. Or by hot gases that rise out of the ground, maybe near a volcano.
In Bali, we did that.
Oh, really?
There's lava stones, and you dig a hole in the lava stones, put your eggs in, cover it up, wait 20 minutes, and you have volcano-cooked eggs.
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah.
Volcano 就是火山 ,lava 就是火山熔岩所形成的一个石头的一个那个啊干掉之后火山熔岩干掉就叫 lava。
Yeah, you don't、okay. just throw the eggs in the lava.
Because then they would disappear entirely.
Okay, 所以 lava stone 就是它形成的一个石头啦。好这边讲说它可以在这个高温太阳高温照射底下呢这个沙子然后呢它就可以在里面被闷烤。好还有或者是藉由这个 hot gases, 在这边不是瓦斯哦在这边是 hot gas, 是指那个热的气体啊从地里冒出来热的气体也可以烘烤这些食物。
When cars became common, when everyone started to have cars, people realized they could be used to cook food too. So some people realized that cars' engines get really hot and said, hey, we can cook our food on it. Although,That wasn't me.
Okay, 所以这边讲到当车子变得越来越普遍的时候呢人们开始啊发现到他们可以使用这个车子譬如说引擎你把食物丢到引擎上很热的引擎也可以用来煮热食物了。
And this is kind of just continuing with that sentence. The heat from a car's engine. Engine is word number three in our extra words. Engines get very hot. And the heat from a car's engineCan cook an entire meal, a whole meal, as you drive around. I knew somebody who did this when I was little.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
They would actually, you know, make something, they would wrap it up well, and as they drove around, they actually put it on top of their...
How did they keep it on the engine without it falling off?
Well, they had it, strapped to...
The car hood.
Yeah, no, not the car hood, right under the hood. On the air cleaner.
What did it taste like?
I didn't dare to eat it just because I was thinking that, you know, there must be gas or fumes or something in the car's engine. But if you wrapped it well.
What sort of thing would they cook?
Potatoes.
Like roast beef, potatoes.
You're kidding.
Yeah, things like that. Wow. By the way, entire is word number 4 in building your vocabulary.
Okay, 所以从汽车引擎呢，它所散发出的热量，它可以煮热an entire meal 就等于 a whole meal 整顿的这个食物，然后一顿餐啊，当你在开车到处开的时候，可以煮热它们。OK， 刚刚听到说可能是用这个包起来 wrap it up，
yeah，
然后呢 strap 把它整个这样捆在。你说是 under the car hood，
under the car hood on top of the engine， in a place where it wouldn't fall off。
那个 car hood， HOOD，
you can't just put it on the hood， you can't just put your dinner on your car and start driving. You might lose your dinner.
Okay. 所以我们那个讲到那个 hood, 就是指这个汽车前面的那个盖子。我们打开要检查那个啊什么引擎啊那些的水啊油啊就是在那个地方。那个 hood 就是那个盖子啦。然后他们就把食物摆在那个引擎上帮助啊加热就开车的时候让它加热这样。
Would you eat that, Frank?
Yeah, I would like to try.
Oh, wow. Okay. You're an adventurous guy. as well as loaded.
Next sentence.
Okay. The heat from light bulbs...can do the same thing. Light bulbs are number 4 in our extra word. And do you know there's a coffee maker, a Japanese coffee maker uses halogen light bulbs to heat the coffee.
Wow.
Yeah, because halogen bulbs get very hot.
好，所以呢，从这个电灯泡散发出热量，也可以做同样的事情了。
These creative cooking methods, these methods that we just talked about, which are very new and interesting, they save fuel by using it to do 2 things at the same time. At the same time is number 2 in our phrases for learning. They're saying they save fuel because you're doing 2 things for the same amount of fuel burned. But I think this is a bit of a cheat, actually.
Well, what they're saying is, okay, if you're going somewhere, you have to drive your car anyway...So why not cook your food while you're doing it?
But
they're not saying you should go and drive your car so you can cook your dinner.
Yeah.
Okay, that would be silly.
If you're going on a picnic, it would make sense.
Yeah, or if you're sitting at home and you have the lights on or if you have a lamp on, you know, maybe you could use the lamp to make some popcorn rather than...using the lamp and the microwave. Something like that.
嗯哼，所以在这边就是说这种创意的这个煮烹饪的方法呢他们可以节省燃料啦 save, 节省。然后呢借由什么 by using it, 借由使用它们来做同时做两件事情。
So if you are interested in trying out any of these methods or any of these ways, you can look online, check online.By the way, at the same time that we just used in the last sentence is phrase number 2. I just saw that.
Yeah.
好，所以如果你有兴趣的话 ，be interested in 这个人的话，是用过去分词做形容词的这个 ed 的形态了。你对什么有兴趣的话，对这个尝试这一些这些方式有兴趣，就 look online 或是 check online.
Many websites. Website is our 5th extra word.Many websites can show you how to use these methods to prepare food safely.
Ah, like cooking it on a car hood or in a car engine.
Yeah, how to do it without hurting yourself or contaminating the food.
Contaminate 就是使什么污染到了。
Yeah.
Okay, 所以这边讲到许多的网站会展现给你说如何使用这些方式去准备食物。Prepare dinner, prepare lunch, prepare breakfast.
Yeah.
Okay, prepare a meal. 都可以用这个词 prepare.
So, maybe we should go try this. Now, you're going to want to join us again tomorrow when we're talking about part 2 of creative cooking. And we're going to be looking at other ways. For instance, using the sun to cook food.
Can you cook food with a mirror, Steve?
Yes, I can cook an egg with a mirror.
Oh, dude.
But, we're going to have to talk about that later.Let's go try it now.
Yeah.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
您想重听今天的广播内容吗？快上常春藤网络书店 www.izy.com.tw 这里提供您最多免费的英语学习资源，最齐全的英语学习教材，最丰富的英语广播教学课程。 还有最多的超优好康，常春藤网络书店欢迎您。